Welcome back to the Mike Kira Radio Show, Eye on the Community. We definitely have our eye on the community, as my guest today is Mr. Brian Peck, who is the morning show host for Love FM 100.3 in the Chicagoland area. And Brian, now we want to talk about your personal tastes in music. You play a lot of great music, but I think our listeners would be interested to know, what do you enjoy listening to?
Well, Mike, this is all I ever listen to. I'd be lying if I said that. I do enjoy the music we play, though, which makes, you know, your job that much more fun if you truly enjoy the music you play, and I do. But my favorite music, I have such a wide range. I love anything from jazz, and when I say jazz, I mean real jazz, not the fluffy stuff you hear on the commercialized jazz stations. But anything from jazz to even a lot of the old alternative stuff that I used to play at Q101 as well. I like rock. I even like Christian rock, a lot of different Christian rock acts. And it's such a wide range of music that I like to listen to. So it's hard to pinpoint it down to anything in particular.
Right. And now we want to talk about, you know, some different artists that you may or may not play. Now, Coldplay was a band that seemed to be on alternative stations, light stations, mix stations, and I'm wondering, did Coldplay manage to get on the Love FM yet?
No, you know, and we even tested Coldplay, and I like, you know, Chris Martin and the whole band, and I think they do a great job, and they're really good. They did a great job on the Grammys. That was a great performance, and we've tested them. They just don't quite test as well with our listeners, but I've always enjoyed playing them when I was over at The Mix and even at Q101 as well, that we, you know, played them a lot over there in their early stages. I've always enjoyed Coldplay. I hope that maybe our listeners would like to hear it someday, and we can start playing them here.
Exactly. And now one band I understand that you do play a lot of is the Bee Gees. Of course, what my parents' second date was at a Bee Gees concert. So the Bee Gees for me are kind of an awesome band to listen to. So you definitely cover the Bee Gees for sure.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that definitely covers that part of the 70s that we play. And they test incredibly well still. I mean, the Bee Gees were an extremely popular group, and they still are today. It's amazing. You know, even American Idol has had on a couple of different members, you know, on the show, and probably will again this year. You know, they're just a fun band to play and always do well. And, you know, it's enjoyable to put them in our format. And like I said, they've always done well for us.
And Casey and the Sunshine Band is another band that I'm hearing a lot, of one of my favorite bands. So you play a lot of them, too?
Absolutely, Casey tests very well as well. You know, when we do our music testing, it always scores well with our listeners. So, got to put in Casey and the Sunshine Band. And that's that little dance flavor that we still have on our radio station, even though we're more 80s now, and more like your Huey Lewis, Madonna, Michael Jackson, Prince, artists like that now. But even later artists, too, like I said, all the way up to Fergie. But it's always great flavoring to have in the Bee Gees and the Casey and the Sunshine Bands and Chic and Peaches and Herb and, you know, dance artists from the 70s like that. It's a nice flavoring to the format.
So it's fair to say, Brian, that the majority of the music is from the 70s and 80s. So do you find any 60s or like R&B coming up from the 60s or?
No, we used to. We did for a while way back, but, you know, like I said, our format evolved into what it is now, and it's mostly 80s with flavoring of 70s and 90s in there, but the bulk of it is the 80s, and that seems to be working for us.
Okay, and now we want to switch gears a little bit and talk about some of the contests that you have on Love FM. Like you said, no contest this week. However, you do a lot of contests, especially on your individual morning show then.
Sure, and one of the ones we just finished up with, we love doing the feel-good flyaways because it's always somewhere really cool. And this last one, we had a couple of different trips to to Mexico and beautiful Riviera Maya, gorgeous area. In fact, that is my family's and my favorite place to go on vacation, down to the Riviera Maya. The beaches there are so beautiful, And we always like to do feel-good flyaways like that, just gorgeous places. And we'll put the pictures up on our website so you can, you know, take a look at it and see how nice it is. And then all you have to do is count the music is what we do, because we play our long music marathons. And they're usually like 10, 11, or 12 songs in a row. And you count the music, then we say call in. And if you get the number right, we have a great prize pack for you. And you're qualified for that feel-good flyaway that we give away every week. So that's always a fun one. That's my favorite contest to do because people get excited about that one. It's always a fun one to play.
And another question I have to ask, Brian, you're mentioning that, you know, you don't really have any, you know, guests or musicians come in, but do you do any, like, concert ticket giveaways?
Sure, we have many times in the past. Billy Joel, Elton John, and artists like that that are coming to town. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if we did some U2 giveaways. We did Fleetwood Mac when they were here just recently. And a whole bunch of different artists that we do play. We play U2. We play Fleetwood Mac and Billy Joel, of course, and Elton John, and artists like that that are coming to town. So, yeah, we do a lot of those.
Yeah, and Brian, I'm sorry, I heard the name U2, and whenever I hear the U2, my eyes light up, like I say, the Irish Beatles. So you play a lot of U2 then?
We do play U2. I wish we would play more. In fact, you might start hearing more now that they're coming to town. They're kicking off the North American tour here in Chicago at Soldier Field in September. So that's very exciting, and you know, if you've ever seen U2, you know they're always a great show, and I've seen them several times and have never been disappointed in their show. And this one's going to be a stage set right in the middle to coincide with their 360 tour that it's called. And the stage will be right in the middle of Soldier Field. So Bono and the band will be doing their circular, you know, walk around the stage to perform to everybody in the stadium there. It should be a pretty cool thing.
Right, and you were mentioning that, you know, you do, you know, have the opportunity to get out and about into the community, so Love FM in general, then, can be seen giving away promotional items and just kind of at community events, then?
Oh, absolutely, all the time. You'll see, whether it's Megan Reed, who does our midday show, or Brian Middleton gets out a lot. He does the afternoon show, and myself, like I mentioned before to you, we did an appearance with the Jersey Boys and just last week, and with the Coca-Cola folks at one of the Jewels, and gave away tickets to see Jersey Boys, which, by the way, is the best musical I've ever seen, and cool stuff like that. We're always out and about, and a lot of community service stuff you'll see us out doing. You know, we'll be at the different walks that we have here in Chicago, and the fundraising events. Bonneville, the company that owns us, is very, very big into giving back to the community and always wins awards every year for that because they are dedicated to serving the community. And that's one of the things I like about working for this company, that they do believe in giving back, and that's a cool thing.
And our audience may be interested to know, Brian, where is the studio located, Love FM? I'm not sure if you know where the transmitter is located, but where is your studio, Love FM studio?
Well, we've got... towers, our transmitter and towers are on the Sears and the Hancock. We got a backup there. But our actual studios are in the Prudential Plaza here on Michigan Avenue on the 27th floor.
Okay.
In fact, our studio and the Mix, our sister station, is here. And then our other sister station is the Drive there in the Hancock. I don't know which floor they're on, though.
Okay, so yeah, you're mentioning sister stations, Brian. So my question is, and our audience may be wondering, is in that case, can you find yourself on one of these stations, or are you strictly on Love FM as a DJ?
No, I'm strictly on Love FM, but you know what? I have been known to walk in on Eric and Kathy's show when they're talking about something. And in fact, they were doing a bit the other day, and I just kind of walked in just to be silly. And then Eric started talking to me. So oh, it's Brian Peck from 100.3 down the hallway. And, hey, what are you playing right now? I said, oh, I got the Gap Band on. He says, what, you dropped a bomb? I said, yeah. He says, I love that one. So it's a little cross-promotion there, you know. So that was kind of a cool thing. And then I slipped down my steps the other morning, too. So they were making fun of me on the air, you know, which is all in love. because we are, you know, same family and everything. And I used to work over there too, so I know those guys very well. But they're very cool about that, and we do a little bit of cross promoting, but not too much.
Okay, Brian, as we now get down to the nitty-gritty, we kind of want to ask you, you know, right now being in the third largest radio market in the country, having a morning show on a great radio station such as Love FM, being the, you know, the music programmer there, pretty much it's fair to say that you're pretty much set, but do you see yourself going to different places around the world as a DJ or...
Well, I have actually gone, you know, as the song on KRP says, town to town, up and down the dial. I've been to several different markets, and hey, listen, nothing's etched in stone in this business. You know, you can have a great job one day and then it's gone the next, so you never can tell. But on the side, I also do voice work here in Chicago, and I'm with a couple of the different agencies here, and that's something I like to do on the side, and also do a little writing, so... And thank goodness my wife is a doctor, so she does well with her career and has her own private practice. So she's doing well with that, which is always a nice little backup as well. But I love working here and working for Bonneville. They're the best, and I'm not just saying this because I work for them, and everybody will say the same thing that doesn't work here. Bonneville is the best broadcast group to work for. They truly are.
Okay, Brian, any final thoughts for us or anything else we should know about yourself or Love FM or anything else?
Well, you know, I just want to thank you for having me on your show today, Mike, and it's been a pleasure to talk to everybody, and, you know, I hope they will give us a chance, give us a listen when they get a chance, and those that aren't here in Chicago, if you ever come to our city, give us a listen, and thanks so much for having me on the show today.
Okay, Brian, you're very much welcome. My guest today has been Mr. Brian Peck, who is a morning show host for Love FM 100.3 here in the Chicagoland area. You're listening to the Mike Kerr Radio Show. I on the community, and please catch us again next time.